version of Michael Lateman's blog. March 21, 2013. A convention the world depends upon. Question: how can I serve the friends with my thoughts? How can my thoughts support the convention participants in Germany? Answer: what happens when you worry about someone you care about? All your thoughts are focused on his success, on his getting well, and on his succeeding in his mission. Your heart aches for him, since it is as if you are acting with him, in his place. This concern is enough even if we don't know the mechanisms it operates. The friends all over the world should prepare in advance for mirror conventions so that we will not only be spectators but will actually support the general connection. Here we have to exhibit determination and concern in unity, in genuine exceptional concern. By that we connect to the convention in desperate concern for its success on a global scale. If we all connect around this convention, then all of humanity will feel a special force of connection, and this will change reality. Then our method of connection will be accepted all over the world, and it will be as if we change rails so that the train we are all riding will move from the path of suffering to the path of the Torah. From the fourth part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, March 18, 2013, Introduction to the Book of Zohar. A promising Congress. Question: taking into account the role of Germany in the European Union, what is the correct role of the German group in the European CLI vessel? Answer: there are several groups in Europe, although there could have been many more and more strong groups, but what can you do? This is what we have today. We must try to bring all these groups into a single entity so that they will help each other in dissemination, studies, and mutual support. If they study all together at the same time, desirably, together with us, then a connection will develop between them. I hope very much that they will understand this. It is not in vain that Europe was selected as an upper management in the capacity of that part of world civilization on which so much depends, and thus, we need to understand that much can depend on our European groups, in particular, on the German group that is organizing the upcoming convention, and can set an example for all the other groups as the center of Europe. I very much hope that, through this convention, we give a serious beginning to a united European group. From the virtual lesson, March 17, 2013. Language is not an obstacle to unity. Question: how can we rise above the language barriers and unite at the upcoming European Convention? Answer: I do not think that the problem is with languages. The fact is that we do not have to talk to each other much, but we need to think about each other and try to feel each other. Language is not to blame. For example, many of you have pets that cannot talk, but you feel them and they feel you. So, what kind of language can we speak here? It is sign language, body language. A language is not speech, but the transfer of emotions. So, I do not think the problem is in different languages. The problem is that we do not think about each other because we do not feel the importance of this. We have not realized, yet, the need for each other for spiritual attainment and do not feel dependent on each other in the spiritual ascent. There are hundreds of my friends in front of me. If I understood that just by approaching them an inch, I rise up an inch. If I felt this clearly inside of me, I definitely would try to do that and think about how to be closer to them. However, since I do not have this confidence, the feeling that moving upward means moving toward them, and not even upward, but just inside the group, in its consolidation, unity, then I do not do that. I still do not understand that it is precisely internal compression between us that will create that pressure in which the light will kindle. From the virtual lesson, March 17, 2013. A Door to the Unknown. Balha Sulam, Introduction to the Book of Zohar, Item 26. We have already stated that the first state necessitates the third state, to fully materialize as was in the thought of creation, in the first state, not omitting a single thing. The three states of creation, the initial state, 1, the intermediate state, 2, and the final state, 3, obligate one another to exist. At the beginning the creation is in Ein Sof, infinity. In the second state we, are in our world. Then third state is the end of correction. During the transition from the first state to the second state, we go through shattering and restrictions, and during the transition from the second state to the third state, we go through and ascent and corrections. In addition, we correct Gal-Gal-Tav-Enayim on the way and then Ahapavaliya. Thus we advance from the light of Nefesh to the lights of Narun-Hai. We should remember that all these states exist only in our perception, but we have to use everything that we have until we attain one desire that is filled by one thought. It is because the desire is emotions, a heart, and the thought is the mind. They have to connect so that in the connection between them we will attain the Creator. This will become our final state, and this is our goal today. We don't know what comes after that, but we should know that after the end of correction we will go in some unknown direction. The creation will continue since we have corrected the vessels, our desires. It is like fixing a broken down car and learning how to drive it. The job is done, the repairs are completed, and I learned how to drive it. I sit in my perfectly fixed car and what's next? What have I corrected my vessels for? So the equivalence of form with the Creator is only the beginning. Then he opens the door of his palace for me, inviting me in. We rise to his level, and we don't know what will be next. I don't see that Kabbalists have hinted about this. They hint that there is something afterward in terms that we can understand. We simply cannot understand these dimensions. From the fourth part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 19, 2013, Introduction to the Book of Zohar. Cyprus changes the rules of the game. Opinion, Lars Seier Christensen, CEO of the Saxo Bank. It is difficult to describe the weekend bailout package to Cyprus in any other way. The confiscation of 6.75% of small depositors' money and 9.9% of big depositors' funds is without precedence that I can think of in a supposedly civilized and democratic society. But maybe the European Union, EU, is no longer a civilized democracy. Depositors in other prospective bailout countries must be running scared. Is it safe to keep money in an Italian, Spanish or Greek bank anymore? I don't know, must be the answer. This is a major, major game changer, and the fallout will be with us for a long time to come. I believe it could be the beginning of the end for the Eurozone, as this is an unbelievable blow to the already challenged trust that might be left among investors. Talk about a possible loan gold. Market reaction? It must be very good for gold, and for safe haven countries like Switzerland, Singapore and economically more healthy non-euro countries in, for example, Scandinavia. I would think the euro and associated markets will be undermined by increasing lack of confidence when the full implications become clear for investors. This is full-blown socialism, and I still cannot believe this really happened. Be careful out there, my comment. We are being forced to change all the rules, then the game itself, and then the players. That is, it will force people to correct their nature because they will become convinced that there is no other way out. Who wins over Amalek? And it came to pass, when Moses held up his hand, that Israel prevailed, and when he lowered his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone, and put it under him, and he sat thereon, and Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on the one side, and the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until the setting of the sun. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. The Torah, Exodus, Bishalash, 17:11-17:13. Moses discovered the attribute of Bina, the attribute of bestowal in a person. The outstretched hands reaching above allegorically symbolize the connection with the Creator. This is the raising of man, request, the connection of the lower part Suf with the upper. When Moses raised his hands, which means when the attribute of Bina feeds from Keter, crown, from the upper attribute of bestowal, then Israel wins. This means that these are the attributes of a man who tries to escape Amalek and rise above. He rises above Amalek and thus wins over him. Amalek is the foundation of the world, the foundation of the ego. However, it's not always clearly revealed. Ordinary people don't think that they are egoists. They think of themselves as regular citizens, who give and take. Whereas those attributes that appear later in those people with the point in the heart who discover their nature as being completely egoistic, this is already Haman, Amalek, Balaam, and Balak. It's impossible to win over Amalek because the means and forces in a person to connect with the Creator are limited. Thus the act itself, the war with Amalek, continues from generation to generation. This means that by your rising to each spiritual level, you are always in war with him. Thus it continues until you completely destroy Amalek by the force of the Creator. It happens when a person who already corrects himself grasps his corrected attributes and doesn't ask for anything at all for himself. Then the Creator corrects in him his last egoistic attribute all at once. This means that as long as subconsciously there is a grain of ego in me, since it is within me as my foundation, then it's impossible for me to work when I am not connected to the action and its outcome. That is Amalek, like a snake, which in any case is slithering somewhere. Thus the war with it is never ending. Only the special attributes in a person fight with him, and the others don't, since it's impossible to put them to war against Amalek. They would fall. They would not be able to stand up to the request of your having only bestowal. Thus only a few attributes wage war. At this level, the attributes of bestowal win, meaning faith, which is the attribute of bestowal and love, and continue onwards. Question, it's said, and his hands were steady until the setting of the sun. What is this state that is called, until the setting of the sun? Answer. As long as the upper light is attracted to Moses, as long as there is the connection between Moses and Keter, between Bina and Keter, then there is force to oppose Amalek. And then afterward, everything disappears. This level is concealed and the next level is revealed, since the day begins with the evening. From Cab TV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, February 4, 2013. The Torah is called the middle line. Rabash, Steps of the Ladder, Article 19. What the Torah being called the middle line means in the work, a person has to believe that there is none else besides him and that everything that happens to us is done by the Creator. Before doing anything at all, we should keep in mind that all we have is the choice that it is given to us, since if I'm not for myself, then who? In other words, everything depends on what we choose. However, after our actions are over, we have to come to the conclusion that everything is subject to the upper governance and that there is nothing we do ourselves. We have to believe that it is the Creator who gives us desires and aspirations to make good deeds. However, for the time being, while we still remain unworthy, we are prohibited to sense that it is the Creator who compels us to make good deeds. That's why the Creator conceals himself in the clothes of intention, lo lishma, not for his sake. In other words, the Creator hides himself in the clothing of our friends. If we don't want to get up and go to classes, then the Creator hides himself in the garb of our friends and forces us to get up regardless of our fatigue, since we suddenly realize that everybody around will see our weakness. The Creator's command doesn't energize us enough to wake us up. The Creator doesn't obligate us and we would most likely stay in bed, but our friends make us get up and go to the lesson. The same applies to everything. We are not able to stay strong and commit good deeds if the only one who compels us to act so is the Creator, although if we are forced to act by other people, we feel enough power to act with the intention of lo lishma. One has to believe that there is none else besides him, meaning that it is the Creator who coerces him to commit good deeds. However, one is not yet worthy to recognize that it is the Creator who obligates him and that he is still misled by the fact that the Creator dresses in his surroundings and governs him through the backside. That's why after each action we do, because our surroundings compel us to act, we must conclude that it was the Creator who arranged this situation for us and that He dresses into the garments that are essential to us. So now we should thank the Creator for being a source of our desire to commit good deeds by means of dressing in the circumstances of our lives.